From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump says he's prepared to deploy military forces to the border with Mexico to assist local officials as they grapple with the flow of illegal immigrants until stronger border security is in place.
It's a big step. We really haven't done that before, or certainly not very much before. But we will be doing things with Mexico, and they have to do it. Otherwise, I'm not going to do the NAFTA deal.
A reference to ongoing renegotiation of the free trade pact that involves the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The White House indicates the strategy now will include mobilizing National Guard units. At a meeting with heads of the Baltic states, Mr. Trump said a caravan of hundreds of mostly Honduran asylum seekers has largely been broken up by Mexico. He called on Mexico and Central American nations to do more to halt such caravans.
It's very sad to see it, and it's sad even from both sides. It's sad for the people in the caravan, and it's sad for the people of the United States. It's really sad that we don't have laws that say we have a border, and if you don't do it legally, you can't come into the United States. To me, that's a very sad thing for the people of the United States.
Mr. Trump said nations who allow such caravans risk a cutoff of foreign aid. South Africans continue to heap praise on the late former wife of President Nelson Mandela, who died Monday at age 81. Among them, Julius Malema, president of the left-of-center Economic Freedom Fighters.
The world comes together, irrespective of the political affiliation, to bid farewell to a giant. The spear has fallen. We are here to pick up the spear and continue a good fight.
Malema addressing supporters outside the home of Winnie Madikizela-Mandela. This is VOA News.